There was a master named Atisha. He created, I think, 1,500 years, 2,000 years ago. He used to say, drive all blame to oneself. It's one of his teachings. More than blame, I think it's a loose translation. See how it reflects you. You see, your denial of seeing you being reflected will keep you in prison forever. Will keep you in prison. Because the more you defend it, the more that is going to be reflected, the more crystallized it's going to be. That is why reality has only one value as far as I'm concerned. It is for you to realize you. To realize what you have become. It doesn't mean if you have success, it reflects you as success. Does not necessarily mean. It reflects something about that to you. Everything is a mirror. It's reflecting you. Just because somebody doesn't like you does not mean it's reflecting you unlikable. That would be wrong analysis. But it's reflecting something about you that you need to figure out. Together. This is one of the most powerful revelation you can have. If you manage to live by it, anything happen first, how? Doesn't mean you do not analyze it outward, but you look at you. In my observation, from what I've seen, only what is you happens to you. And the worst thing is, it goes on happening. It happens so much, it becomes normal. And once it becomes normal, you can't help it but create it. And once you participate in the creation of it, you are stuck by it. You never get out. The spark is when you have one lightning moment that you see, my God, this self, this I. For this, another essential understanding is needed. The reflection is not the sum total of the reflector. It is part of the reflector. You see, the ocean reflects the sky. It does not reflect the sum total of the sky. It's just a reflection. That means, I am experienced as my reflection, that reflection shows me I don't have to be the reflection. You understand? This can change. Your reality reveals you, right? That you doesn't have to remain. It can change. Something reflects you back to you, right? Something reflects you back to you. And then you connect to you. Now, the next essential understanding is that you is not the ultimate truth. It is also a creation that you are entangled with. You follow? The reflections reveal the reflector, and the reflector is not permanent. That's the right point. It reveals me to me that me is not the ultimate me. It is just the me I have unconsciously formed. Let's say reality reflects you are a failure, right? And you watch, hey, I am a failure. That I that is a failure is not the truth. It is just a created truth. Together? You have a choice there. To be that self or not to be that self. This is a very important understanding. If not, if life reveals and that's all you're going to be, you are doomed, isn't it? What is the point? But the moment you have the spark that what it reveals, I can drop this, it will drop the reflection, you are free, aren't you? Together? Together. Very important. Very important. These are the foundational understanding. Yes, the reflection reveals the reflector, and the reflector is changeable. Courage would be born. You follow? Now I dare to see. But you know what? The problem is, this is not the problem. The problem is you have defended yourself so much. You are the WWF World Championship belt holder. You can defend anything. Can deny anything. That's the problem. If not, it is so simple. The reflection reveals you. You look at you. You don't have to be that. You can drop that. It is as simple as that. You can become free now. If you can grasp these essentials, this key understanding, if you can grasp it, do you know right now you can be free? In this regard, if you experience anything you don't like, you know what to look for. You look for the reflector. And when you find it, you know you don't have to be that. You don't have to be so committed to be that. We go through this again. Everything I experience is nothing but a reflection of what I call me, I. Through that reflection, I get to know who I am. It's very strange, you know, we got eyes to see everything, we don't know eyes to see ourselves. So we can only see ourselves through reflection. You see yourself through a mirror. You cannot see yourself. So this life, this living, this interacting, reveals you to you, right? In it revealing you to you, you don't have to be doomed to be you, that you was manufactured. Now you can drop. Now you are free. Now you are free to be the real you. And you know what is the real you? Not all this. If there is one word to describe the real you, somebody asked me, Master, what is the real you? Not all this. That means the real me is beyond all this. Follow? The first transcendent is opened. That means I am not all this. These are all just play. I am something beyond all this. Can you see? Sometimes it happens to people. They have that spark. They understand. They are beyond all this. They're beyond all this. I'm beyond all this. I'm something more. What is the more cannot be labeled. But I know I am something more than all this. The spark for the more very rarely happens, but it happens. It is almost a transcendental truth, transcendental awakening. Suddenly you realize you're not all this, you're something more. All these are nothing but a play. A play of this idea of self that I've put on, which is reflected as my reality, which I accidentally defend. I am more than my belief system. I am more than my mind. I am even more than this idea that I carry who I am. I am something more. Is the essential understanding. See, it takes a while. If you can sit, meditate, be meditative for some time and go on remembering, no matter what happens, it's not you. You are beyond all this. All that is happening is just the reflection of the idea of I that has been set in you. Can you see? It's just this mask you have put on. This role that you have imbibed, that you very violently defend. But you are something more. Remember this. Only when this something more happens, healing happens. You heal. Then you come to see I am beyond hurt. I am beyond pain. I cannot be hurt nor destroyed. I am something more. And that is the dimension for the first time the word love can be understood. Then this world matters not. This world is in the first three understanding. The reflection, reflector, and the relationship. You understand you are something more. There is pure freedom, pure joy. And that is the dimension of magic too for me. Only when you become aware you are beyond all this, magic starts. True magic starts. You start exploding. Not until then. If you are caught by your reflection, you cannot. If you are defending your reflection, you cannot. When you understand you are beyond, I am more than all this, and you do not give a word for the more. Because the moment a word, an identity comes, it becomes a self. I am just simply something more. I am a subjectivity. First time, your personal power is totally revealed to you. This is the dimension of creation. But the door begins this way. You look at the reflection to realize the reflector. You look at the reflector to know even that is another reflection. If the reflection is false, from the false come to the real, the reflector, and even recognize the reflector is a false too. Then you are home. That is why there is only one practice if you want to do. The practice of transcendent. Go beyond. Go beyond everything. Recognize you are beyond all. You are beyond hurt, you are beyond pain. You are not of all this. You are something more. That, when you come to that, when you come to that understanding, the essential is beginning to work. This is the dimension in which you feel you will rise. This is the dimension rising happens naturally. This is the dimension crowning, flowering, is absolutely at ease. Now, we stop there for a while. Figure out for yourself where you are stuck. Most often you are stuck because what the reflection is trying to reveal is something you don't want to accept. What the reflection is revealing to you is something you don't want to see. And even if you see it, you see it condemning. Oh, I'm like this. Oh, I'm like that. You haven't had another understanding. That which is seen is still not you. You are more than that. Then you reach the transcendent. That would be the right word for it. You are transcendent. You are not all this. You are free. And this transcendent state is the state of magic, state of creation, state of play. Science coming to it. They say energy plays. There's all kinds of theories now, string theory. Everything is at play. The Hindus long time ago recognized it. They said life is a play, leela. And then you learn to play with this life, nothing serious. Then you participate and play deeply. As I reveal this essential understanding, figure out where you are stuck. Figure out where you get locked in. This dimension of transcendent, so much can be said about it. It is when your heart flowers. It is when the best of you as a humanity rises. It is the dimension of effortless, dimension of love, dimension of growth, dimension of celebration, dimension of joy. That is the dimension. If ever you experienced it, you are that. It is a very dynamic zone, very, very dynamic. But it is not available for many. Why? They got stuck. First, they don't even know that their reality is them. And even if they come to know, they defend it. Even if they are caught, they condemn themselves. If they are condemned totally, they kill themselves or go in that suicidal path. If they can realize that which is condemned or recognized is not them, they are free. Then they come to the point of transcendent. That is the space of flowering. You see, one of the reasons why I'm giving these lectures is to give you clearly the path. No confusion. Clearly. This is how it goes. This is the step. This is how you proceed. For most of you, you must spend a great deal of time looking at your reality and finding out. What is it about me? It's reflecting. What is the I in operation? And when it reflects, you have to insert the understanding, I am not this. Not as a denial, but as a ability. That self that is reflecting is not me, I am beyond. You enter the dimension. To me, in that dimension of transcendent, everything explodes. Whatever that is needed for you to be the real you, for you to rise to your peak, comes to you. I know I have no way of proving it. You have to take my word for it. But try it, you will see it. Things nurture you. At the exhaustion of that transcendent, when the transcendent is exhausted, and there is a reason why it has to be exhausted. When you have exhausted your heart, you come to I and I. Then you earn the right to be the I and I, me to me, just am. I just leave that word that way. When you have given everything, the joy, the transcendent, when you have celebrated everything you have through your work, through your creativity, through everything you have given it, you attain the right of I and I. Come back to you. I to I. For the first time, you are. Or the truth is, then you, I see, you must understand this. Almost with everything you all try to do, you are actually trying to reach the I and I. You want to be, you understand? See the Olympic guy when he runs and he hits the ribbon, number one, a moment he is. You look for love because one moment you are. Take anything that you do, see whether it is not leading you to that state. Be whole and understand that's what you seek. But you seek it wrongly. You think if I become this, I will have it. I become that, I will have it. That's the falsity. Maybe when I drive the Lamborghini, I will be. It's all an assumption. Good for Lamborghini company. Can't you see in every way you're trying to be? Sometimes people think if I'm completely humble, I will be. If I give up everything, no matter how, what direction you take, can you confess at the end, you are attempting to give birth to you? To me, this life living process is nothing but to give birth to the I and I in you. That you are. As a self-sovereign entity, you are independent. A child is born, learns, goes to school, university, graduate. What do you think it's doing? What do you think this entire movement can is? Where do you think they're going? That one day they can get that, isn't it? That's a movement. And I and I is not the end. There is another step. I know I've lost you in the first step. But I'll just say it, just to irritate. From I and I, that is the beyond I and I. There is not even an I. It's gone. It's all dissolved. But let me put the map down for you. So you understand the path. You will understand it for yourself. Ego is nothing but pretending to attain to I and I, or somehow trying to manage the pain of not reaching it. You know, that's all ego is. Somehow putting on a show for yourself. Somehow making a monkey out of the whole thing. Now, one of the essential understanding that you need to get, that you must meditate over for yourself, is can you recognize all effort is at the end for you to come to I and I? For you to rest as the essential. all your effort, because we put a lot of effort in a lot of things, can you see at the end is to get there? Do you see that for yourself? Like this entire life, what is the point? If you see the effort, I'm not talking on the spiritual realm. The point of you running, making money, wanting to do this, besides survival. See, the animal kingdom also, it exists. The tree fights so hard to grow, you know. So one day it can be. Do you get it for yourself? Or the brain is so confused that you don't know which way is up. You follow some silly idea. These are the key things that you have to get right in the brain. Once this understanding locks in, it becomes the compass for you. Not to follow another. You follow your clarity. You see, remember, you follow another because you are not clear. When you are clear, you follow you. And following another is dangerous. You have to follow your clarity. Now, where do we begin? We look at every reality and see what it reflects about us, isn't it? Honestly. And then we become aware that the self it reflects is not permanent. It's just a conditioning. And then we realize we are beyond that. Suddenly we jump into the transcendent. And we know in the transcendent is where the energy of creation is available. And we know we must create. We must exhaust ourselves. We must exhaust our energy. We must share. We must love. We have to exhaust. Because in that exhaustion, you come to I and I. Can you see? In that exhaustion, you can use your work for it, you can use anything for it. You love so much, you get exhausted. Finish, you have no more left, all given. Given away. You are empty. Then you come to I and I, you just are. And that is a attainment. For the first time, for yourself, you are. Right now, you are depending on what reflects you. And the battle between that. These are people are trying to change the reflection. Yes, sir. They are fighting with the reflection. And they are not succeeding at all. Have you ever seen when you do something and the heart pours? I'm sure it would have happened to some of you. When the heart pours and you do something, you don't know why you're doing it. Because your heart makes you do, right? At the end of that finishing, you know, it gives you a gift. You can rest as you. Like I've heard mothers say, they raise their children, they struggle, and one day the children is off. They say, I can rest now. It's not a bad thing. It is a beautiful thing. They've come back to them. It's not that the child took it away. The child actually delivered them back to them. Because gave a source for them to love. And they attain. These are the essential understanding, the broad spectrum of it. Tomorrow we go into the detail, we go into methods, we go into ways, we will explore that. But today, I give you an overview of the spectrum. I hope you study it, I hope you remember it.
I hope you penetrate it.
If not, you will go astray. You fight with a ghost, a reflection. You get angry with the reflection. To me, real success is at the point of transcendent. Up to then, everything is just an entrapment. When you come to the point of transcendent, that is when success happens. And this success is not just for you, it's for all of us. It's for humanity. If not, you have just successfully changed the reflection. It means nothing. Now, the effort is to wake the magic in you, because the world needs your magic. I love to call the word magic. Because if love is magic, then this must be magic too. Magic. When a flower blooms, it's magic. Sunrise, sunset, magic. I want you to try this. Just for 10 minutes, sit. See what you understand. See whether you can grasp what I've just shared with you. Can you grasp it? And I urge you to participate with me. Write your questions before you go. You'll go into it tomorrow. Because I want you to engage in this understanding. Remember, please, when you leave here, when you finish with this, hopefully this is done. This is my teaching. Nothing else. This is the teaching. Now for a few minutes, be with this. See what you grasp. See what spark happened, what clarity came to you. Sit with this, please. Sit with this. This is so important. And write your questions for tomorrow.